My sweet husband wants to have an hour of alone time every night after our son goes to sleep, but he doesn't know that I know what he's up to. We had our first baby back in June. Everyone warned us about the sleepless nights and the chaos, but nothing really prepares you for it. Don't get me wrong, I love being a mom, but between the feeding schedule, the diaper changes, and the constant worry, my husband and I barely have time to breathe, let alone have a moment to ourselves. A few weeks ago, my husband's aunt came to visit. She brought our son the most beautiful, chunky knitted blanket. It was this gorgeous cream color with these thick, soft loops. The second I touched it, I was obsessed. I kept wrapping myself in it whenever I put the baby down. My husband would laugh and say, "That's not yours, you know," and I'd tell him, "I don't care. I want one exactly like this." I'm literally jealous of our 6-month-old right now. He'd just smile and shake his head. Then last Saturday happened. My husband said he needed to run some errands. Normal enough, except when I asked where he was going, he got all weird about it. Said it was just stuff and that he'd be back soon. I didn't think much of it until later that afternoon when I was putting laundry away. I found a plastic bag from the local craft store stuffed in the back of his closet. He never goes to craft stores, ever. I started getting suspicious, but I didn't say anything. That evening, he sat me down with this serious look on his face. My first thought was, "Oh no, what did I do?" He said, "So, I've been thinking, I'd really like to have an hour of alone time every night after the baby goes to sleep." I blinked at him. "Alone time?" "Yeah, just an hour. I won't leave the house or anything, but I need you to not disturb me unless it's a real emergency. You can text or call if you need me, but otherwise, I just need that time." Honestly, I felt a little hurt at first. Like, was he getting tired of us? Did he need space from me? But then I realized we've both been running on fumes. If he needed an hour to decompress, I couldn't blame him. I agreed. So that night, after I put our son down, my husband disappeared into the guest room. I sat on the couch alone, scrolling through my phone, trying not to feel weird about it. The next few nights were the same. Every evening, like clockwork, he'd kiss me goodnight and vanish for exactly 1 hour. I started getting more curious. What was he doing in there? Was he gaming? Watching shows without me? I felt a little left out, honestly. Then last night, everything changed. Around 8:30, I heard the baby start to fuss on the monitor. I grabbed my phone to check the video feed, ready to go in if he needed me. But when I opened the app, I froze. Our baby monitor has a wide-angle view. It shows the crib, but it also catches part of the room, including the corner by the closet. And sitting there, cross-legged on the floor in the dim glow of his phone screen, was my husband. He was surrounded by balls of chunky, cream-colored yarn. I squinted at the screen. What was he doing? I turned the volume up. "Okay, so you take the yarn and loop it over your finger like this, then pull it through." He was watching a YouTube tutorial on finger knitting. I sat there on the couch, hand over my mouth, watching this man I married struggling to follow along with some cheerful woman teaching him how to knit. He kept messing up. I could see him frown, unravel a section, and start over. His fingers fumbled with a thick loops. At one point, he muttered, "How do people do this?" and I almost lost it. He was making me a blanket. This sweet, thoughtful man remembered me saying I wanted one. He went to the craft store, bought all the supplies, and has been spending his precious alone time, his 1 hour of peace after a long day, sitting on the floor of our son's nursery, teaching himself to knit, because he wanted to surprise me. I checked the monitor again this morning after he left for work. Hidden behind the rocking chair was a half-finished blanket. It's a little lumpy and uneven, but it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I haven't said a word to him. Every night now, I watch him on the monitor. He's gotten better. The stitches are more consistent. He's added about 8 inches since he started. Last night, he looked at his progress, smiled to himself, and whispered, "She's going to love this. And the thing is, I already do. He has no idea I know. And honestly, I'm going to let him keep thinking he's pulling off the surprise of the century. Because watching him pour his heart into this, watching him sacrifice his only free time to make something with his own hands just because I mentioned wanting it, that's been the real gift. I'll act surprised when he gives it to me. But I'm going to treasure this secret even more than the blanket."